Welcome to Open ELMS Podcast, turning your learning into a conversation.
I am so ready for this. Today, we're diving deep into the world of geography, and it is so much more than just coloring in maps, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. At its core, geography is the study of, well, everything. Earth's landscapes, its people, the places, the environments. It's this incredible intersection of humans and the physical world.
And it really splits into two massive branches, right? You have physical geography and human geography.
Exactly. Physical is all about the natural world, landforms, climate, ecosystems. Human geography, on the other hand, is our story. Population, cities, economic development. But the real magic is how they constantly interact.
Let's start with the dramatic stuff. Physical geography. The course kicks off with tectonic hazards. We're talking earthquakes and volcanoes.
Yes. It all comes down to the Earth's tectonic plates. These colossal slabs of rock are always moving, building up immense pressure. When that pressure releases, boom, we get a major event.
And it's all about the boundaries. Constructive, destructive, and conservative. Each one creates totally different hazards and landforms. It's crucial for understanding risk.
Got it. From the ground beneath our feet to the air above us. Let's talk weather and climate. People mix these up all the time.
They really do. It's simple, though. Weather is the what you get on a daily basis. Sunshine, rain. Climate is the what you expect. The long-term average over, say, 30 years.
Perfectly put. And the engine driving all of this is the global atmospheric circulation. This huge system of moving air masses, all powered by the sun and the Earth's rotation, gives us our different climate zones.
Okay, I see. So back down on the surface, we have rivers and coasts. These are landscapes in constant motion.
They are. A river is a sculptor. In its upper course, it's all about erosion, carving out valleys. By the lower course, it slows down and starts depositing sediment, building up the land. It's a life cycle.
And the coast is just as wild. Waves, tides, currents, they create these incredible features like cliffs, caves, arches, and stacks. But it's also where deposition gives us beaches and spits.
Right. And that's a perfect pivot to the human side of the coin. Where do people live? In cities. Urbanization is a huge topic in human geography.
It's this massive, ongoing shift of people from rural areas to towns and cities. People are chasing opportunities, better jobs, a different life. It's reshaping our entire planet.
And that leads directly to population studies. We're not just counting heads. We're looking at distribution, migration, birth rates, death rates.
And the population pyramids. I think they are one of the coolest tools in geography. They're amazing. You can see a country's entire story. Its past wars, its baby booms, its future challenges, all in one simple graph.
It's a demographic snapshot, for sure. Which connects directly to economic development. We're talking about a country's wealth, its living standards. Measured by things like GDP per capita, life expectancy, and literacy rates.
But this is also where we see that enormous development gap. The huge difference in quality of life between richer and poorer nations.
It's a major focus. The text points to historical factors like colonialism and an unequal distribution of resources as key contributors.
It does, and those are absolutely critical. But I think it's also important to emphasize the role of modern political stability and governance. It's not just a legacy of the past. Choices being made today can either trap a country in poverty or help it thrive.
That's a really sharp point. You're right. The current political and economic structures are just as important as the historical context. It's a very complex web.
Exactly. And this is where it all comes together. Environmental geography. First up, resource management.
This is all about sustainability. How do we use our water, energy, and minerals today without compromising the future? It's a massive balancing act between economic needs and environmental protection.
And it demands things like conservation, recycling, and a huge push towards renewable energy like solar and wind.
And that leads us to the biggest environmental challenge of all, climate change.
The elephant in the room. The text is very clear. This is about long-term shifts in global weather patterns, primarily driven by human activities like burning fossil fuels.
These greenhouse gases trap heat, leading to global warming. The impacts are already here. Rising sea levels, more extreme weather, and massive disruptions to ecosystems.
And the course outlines two paths forward, mitigation and adaptation. Mitigation is trying to stop it reducing emissions. Adaptation is learning to live with the changes that are already happening.
We desperately need both. So with all this information, how does a geographer actually do geography? We need skills.
The Geographer's Toolkit. I love it. It starts with the absolute classic, map reading.
It's a fundamental skill. Understanding scale, grid references, and those curvy contour lines that show elevation. It's like learning a new language for describing the world spatially.
Totally. And then you have data analysis. Geography isn't just about looking at landscapes. It's about interpreting information, both quantitative, like census numbers, and qualitative, like interviews.
Right. You use bar charts, line graphs, and specialized tools like choropleth maps to find patterns and tell a story with the data.
And finally, my favorite part, fieldwork. You have to get out there, put on your boots, and collect data in the real world.
It's essential. It's where you apply all the theory. You formulate a hypothesis, you collect your data, you analyze it, and you draw conclusions. It's the scientific process, but your laboratory is the entire planet.
Wow. When you lay it all out like that, it's incredible. Geography connects the movement of tectonic plates to the shape of a population pyramid, to the decisions we make about our future.
It really does. It's a holistic, interconnected view of our world. And that's all we have time for today on the OpenELMS podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.